Earlier this week, without any debate, the U.S. Senate passed a bill to make daylight saving time permanent. No senator showed up to object. The measure, if enacted, would put an end to the spring forward and fall back clock rituals every March and November. Florida Republican Senator Marco Rubio was a lead sponsor of the bill.
The good news is if we can get this passed, we don't have to keep doing this stupidity anymore.
But as NPR congressional correspondent Susan Davis reports, America tried this once before and it did not go well.
In the early 1970s, America was facing an energy crisis. So the government tried an experiment. Congress passed a law to make daylight saving time permanent year-round, just for 2 years. The thinking was more sunlight in the evening would reduce the nation's energy consumption. The country revolted, according to David Prerow, one of the nation's foremost experts on the issue.
It became very unpopular very quickly.
Americans do not like changing their clocks, but they really didn't like going to work and school in the dark for months, the price the nation had to pay for more sunlight in winter evenings. And it didn't reduce energy consumption either. So in 1974, Congress repealed the law before the 2-year trial was even up. Nearly 50 years later, Congress is back at it.
I know this is not the most important issue confronting America, but it's one of those issues where there's a lot of agreement.
It does darken our lives in a very literal sense.
Today, the Senate has finally delivered on something Americans all over the country want, to never have to change their clocks again.
We know that daylight savings time helps to turn the corners of people's mouths upwards into a smile.
Advocates for permanent daylight saving time, like those senators you just heard, include Professor Steve Calandrillo at the University of Washington Law School. He testified before a recent House subcommittee that it would do everything from save lives to reduce crime, conserve energy, improve health, and boost the economy. His motto?
Darkness kills and sunshine saves.
Dr. Beth Mallow, a neurologist at Vanderbilt University Medical Center, testified that it would be healthier for Americans to stop changing their clocks. But she thinks permanent daylight saving time is the wrong option. She supports, brace yourself, permanent standard time.
It's called standard time because standard time lines up with our natural biological rhythms.
Permanent standard time, with sunnier mornings and darker evenings, would be healthier, especially for frontline workers and school students with early waking hours. The best answer, according to daylight saving time expert Prerow, is to do nothing at all. The current system that began in 2007 of changing clocks in March and November is the product of decades of study and compromise.
I personally think the current system that we have, with some flaws, is still the best we could have.
The House has no immediate plans to take up the Senate-passed bill. But there is bipartisan support for it. The Biden administration hasn't taken a position on it yet. The history lesson here, be careful what you vote for. Susan Davis, NPR News, Washington.